In this context, there is sometimes the tendency to limit the bilateral relations between Portugal and the USA in the Azores to the US presence at Lage base and to its direct and indirect contribution in terms of jobs and economic input. In my view, this would not only be a simplistic and deeply flawed perspective, but above all, would lead to a purposeful denial of the existing potentialities and opportunities that may arise for the region and for the country from the historical positioning and the relations of the Azores with US territories and states. In the most diverse areas, the Azores cannot be ignored or bypassed in the relation between Portugal and the United States. This is particularly relevant in the context of the 1995 Cooperation and Defense Agreement, and it remains the responsibility of Portugal to promote all forms of enhancing the strategic value of that military infrastructure. Throughout the years, I think the Azores have clearly and robustly set themselves as an asset in the construction of the political, human, and institutional relationship between Portugal and USA. But it also needs to be the focus and be at the center of considerations when discussing all present forms of putting this partnership into practice. We are, from the very beginning, an integral and indispensable part in the construction of this bilateral relation that should be dynamic, and for that reason, we must also benefit more actively from our status as friends and allies, which has united both countries for centuries. But let me be very clear. We have a strong and important relationship and a potentially very fruitful one. We have achieved many, many things, successes, goals, and the fulfillment of many aspects desired by both countries. And as in every relationship, we have also had challenges, some bumpy parts of the road that we need to continue riding together. One does not, should not expect this relationship to be monotonously perfect. But let me tell you why I remain committed to it. Because I know that what unites us is by far stronger, deeper, and much more valuable than what eventually and temporarily may divide us. And let me tell you that I feel confident and hopeful that the same way we've been able during the years to overcome the bumpy parts of the road we've been making together, we will also be able to continue this shared journey. And allow me to tell you here, in this institution that gathers the political representatives of the people of Massachusetts, that one of the reasons why I'm confident resides in the person of George Glass, the most committed, lucid, and hardworking ambassador the United States has had in Lisbon for years. It is also his work, his diplomatic skills, and his pragmatic approach that can not only help solve the issues we have at hand, but also address new and exciting challenges that can strengthen this relationship.